Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
LGBT activist Paul Singer's tangled web with Christians to reach millennials to change America. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, who is Paul Singer? That's the question. It may not be a household name to some of the people that are listening, but if you Google his name, Paul Singer, you will find that he is one of the nation's top funders of the same-sex marriage and LGBT activist agenda. He is a hedge fund manager in New York, and he has a lot of organizations through which he works. And his ultimate goal is to change America with regards to the pro-LGBT agenda that he has his eye focused upon. And now he is working even with Christians, putting them as part of his association. His ultimate goal is to change America through the millennial generation. Matt, this individual was prominently displayed, at least one of his organizations, at the most recent Republican National Convention. One of his many organizations that he has created and or funded is the American Unity Fund. And at the Republican National Convention, they had a fundraiser in which, or I should say, they had a big tent brunch is what they did at the Republican National Convention, in which Montel Williams was one of the guest speakers and Bruce Caitlin Jenner was there. He is trying to change the conservative lawmakers, Republican Party, and now he's working to try to reach the millennial generation.
Yeah, on the one hand, while we have the Republican Party designing and coming out with the most conservative and solid party platform we've ever had, on the one hand, on the other hand, we have an enemy within, and many enemies within. And by that, I mean these are individuals who are trying to undermine that very platform, frankly, overthrow that platform in the longstanding positions and principles of not the Republican Party as much as pro-family individuals, as Christians, as biblically based believers. And so it's an anti-biblical sexual ethics agenda. It's social, radical San Francisco style social engineering. And he is connected not just to the Republican Party, but to a number of big name Christian individuals.
Yeah, he is. In fact, he's a hedge fund manager. His son came out as gay several years ago, and that's what ultimately changed Paul Singer's perspective. And one of his top goals is to change America. In fact, I didn't know this, but when we, Liberty Counsel and the Alliance Defending Freedom, were defending marriage in California for several years, remember, there was this new lawsuit in federal court. It was funded by a foundation. Well, it was Paul Singer and some other major funders behind that. So he was funding the opposite issue on marriage, trying to overturn the marriage laws and the Proposition 8 in California while we were defending marriage. He also is responsible for the change in New York legislators. Back in 2011, the New York legislators had almost come to the point where they were at the end of their session. They were going to not have enough votes to pass a same-sex marriage bill. But lo and behold, within a day or two of the closing of the session, a handful of Republican legislators changed their vote. Why? Because Paul Singer threatened them that if they didn't change their vote, he would put hundreds of thousands of dollars against their reelections in the fall, or he would put the same amount to help them be reelected. And they ultimately changed the vote. It was directly because of Paul Singer's funding in 2011.
You know, I think it's a lesson for us as Christians to always be wise and to do our own research, because it's easy to be swayed. You know, the enemy often works very quietly behind the scenes, not always loud and boisterous as we might think. And I know he's also been involved in creating his own organization where he's sending Christian college students to Israel, similar to what we're doing as Covenant Journey. And didn't he originally offer to help fund Covenant Journey? And you said no on that one, Matt.
That's right. Yeah, Covenant Journey is a ministry that Liberty Counsel founded, and we launched it in 2014. And Paul Singer wanted to be a funder of that. How did this happen? Well, because the Museum of the Bible, which is funded and launched by Hobby Lobby and the Green family, they wanted to reach out to Jewish philanthropists to gain additional funding for the Museum of the Bible, to ultimately gain goodwill among the Jewish community. And so they approached Paul Singer. Steve Green, the president of Hobby Lobby and chairman of Museum of the Bible, and Carrie Summers, the president of Museum of the Bible, approached Paul Singer, but he had no interest in funding the Museum of the Bible. But they mentioned this program called Covenant Journey, which was our program, and he did have an interest in that. So Carrie Summers approached me and wanted to have Paul Singer and the Museum of the Bible joint funders of Covenant Journey, but there was a big catch. Paul Singer's people wanted to have control of the board of Covenant Journey, and they wanted to change the content of the program, and I said no. And they offered millions of dollars, and I turned it down. When I turned it down, Singer and Carrie Summers with Museum of the Bible then went out, and they created a copycat program called Passages Israel to take millennial students to Israel. Now, on the surface, that sounds fine. It's great to take young people to Israel, but there's a couple of problems with it. One of the persons that they took to Israel reported when they came back, a student from Hillsdale College, a 20-year-old, that she has more questions now than she has answers. Then recently in 2016, one of the people that they invited to speak to their students is Mustafa Abu Sway. He raises funds for the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Israel and the Dome of the Rock, and he has connections with Hamas. He is someone whose article actually currently appears on the Hamas website. He is someone that is not a friend of the Christian community or the Jewish community. He's completely on the other side of this issue. And that's the kind of person that they brought to speak to their young people. It's unbelievable. Now, I don't have any indication, obviously, that the Greens or MOTB or Singer support his ideology by any means. But on the other hand, why would you bring someone who is connected to Hamas to speak to the millennial generation? It simply causes confusion.
Well, it surely makes you start to question. I mean, this guy is showing, Singer is showing a pattern here of these kind of furtive activities. And, you know, clearly to have this pro-Hamas sympathizer and an individual who has said that he has personally said that Israel needs to disappear, that's certainly not the mission of Covenant Journey. It's completely awesome. This sounds like it's kind of a sneaky way to have an anti-Covenant Journey. They wanted to completely flip the mission of Covenant Journey upside down if you look at who they have speak.
Well, you know, I think they ultimately have a goal to try to bring young people to support Israel. However, the problem is that when the content is not managed properly, you can do exactly the opposite, like this girl from Hillsdale that has more questions than answers, bringing someone who is connected to Hamas. I mean, that's just nonsense. But I think the bigger issue is the name Paul Singer is now frequently associated with a reputable organization within the Christian community, Hobby Lobby, and the Green family. And I think that is there by design, because that then introduces Paul Singer to a Christian audience. And it associates him with someone who the Christian audience deeply respects, the Green family and Hobby Lobby. And who is he ultimately reaching? He's reaching millennials. And so his name then gets out to the millennial generation. And, you know, he's got this organization called Freedom for All Americans that he funds, along with Tim Gill, the founder of Cork, and they have the LGBT University. Now, that's not a brick-and-mortar university, but it's a training outreach of Freedom for All Americans. And what's it training? It's training the millennial young generation to be LGBT activists. So he always has his eye on the ball. He has the goal to change the future of America. And he wants to change it in a pro-same-sex marriage, pro-LGBT agenda. He's doing that through the Republican Party. He invited Republican legislators and lawmakers to this event at the RNC meeting, the big tent brunch. He funds those. He wants to be promoting LGBT agendas. He will work against those who are not. He's trying to change the Republican platform. He's trying to reach millennials. That is one of his top goals. So I would not let him anywhere near Christian college students, the millennial generation, because I think his ultimate goal is very clear in his other organizations and his outreaches, and that is to change the future of America. If you want more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Look at the article that we recently published. You can reach that article by going to lc.org, learn more about it, and make your voice known. Parents and colleges should beware.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.